just wants to know how we deal with teen and their anxiety and stress about returning to school and possibly the the crazy catch up with schoolwork.
So what I do know is so I want you to, well, we can do it this way. You know, if you have a swimming pool and you put one cup of chemicals into a swimming pool, it changes the whole pH of the swimming pool. So it's the same as if I had this Eros bottle and it was filled with water, for instance, and I put one drop of red coloring in here. It will change the color. And it's a little bit like what happens with our children. And then our attitude, our words, our emotions, our whatever, they get passed on and it colors what's going on inside them. So the anxiety that our children are feeling are often from social media. That's often from because the TV sets on in our home. It's often because our children are listening and watching and seeing our anxiety around that. And so again, I'm going to say, you know, the SOS is you must, you know, wise for us as parents to stop, observe what's happening in me and my child, or my child's anxious. I'm feeling really anxious. You know, you acknowledge it and understand that actually, yes, that's real. It's, you know, you don't put your head in the sand. And then also understand that we're going to do what it takes to keep safe. So the conversation around a teenager is, you know, with a teenager, is it's this really nice conversation because, and Irish, I know you're really connected to your daughter and your son, is around the table is saying, you know, so what are your concerns? You know, ask them, write them down, because when I name it, I can tame it. When I name it, I can tame it. But if I don't name it, so how am I feeling? I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling frustrated because I want to see my friends and I can't. I want to give my granny a hug and I can't see her and I'm worried about her. You know, I'm worried. So label the frustrations and when you feel like that. And then come with solutions. Because if we're stuck in the problem and we're stuck there, then we're not going to invite another way of thinking. And so even though we can't give granny a hug, what can we do? Even though we're going to go to school, you know, if we choose to go to school, and we know that, you know, that we can't see this big virus, what can I do? You know, speak to your children and say, what can you do? Because what we also know is that our thinking, the way we think, can boost or decline our immune system. We are a magnificent pharmacy. We have the ability to boost our immune systems by doing things that bring us great joy. We, you know, that's why I say know what your joy is, know what's on your love list and do it. Because when you're doing it, you're becoming a warrior rather than a warrior. And so, yeah, so find what, you know, find the good stuff. Find the good stuff. What keeps you healthy? You know, have that discussion around water and eating healthily. And are we exercising, you know? And if you tell me, oh, I can't, you know, some of my clients would say, oh, yeah, I can't get up early. You know, can't climb, you know, exercise between 6 and 9. And I can't do an hour's exercise. And I'm going to say, set your time and do 2 minutes of exercise. You brush your teeth for 2 minutes every day. Twice a day, so you're going to die with really fabulous teeth and really an unhealthy body. Like, hello, set your mindset there. So, Iris, that's my conversation, is say it with that connection and ask and have input from them and say, even though this is happening here, what can I do it? You know, what do you have control of? Because if I'm stuck in there where I'm not control over, that's the challenge.